University of Michigan PC Police Ban Picnic and Other Offensive Words. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on December 20, 2020. The Words Matter Task Force at the University of Michigan has compiled a list of dozens of offensive words and phrases, including crazy, picnic, and dummy, for elimination from the university vocabulary. A Words Matter Task Force led by Dupree Stockinson in partnership with its Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Committee is looking broadly at our nomenclature to recommend alternative terms where possible or terms to eliminate if not needed, said Ravi Pensay, Vice President for Information Technology and Chief Information Officer at the University of Michigan. The Words Matter Task Force was formed and charged with identifying terms used within its that are, or can be construed to be, racist, sexist, or non-inclusive, states a memo from U of M's Information and Technology Services, ITS, obtained by the attentive folks at the College Fix. The task force has already identified some 36 potentially offensive words and phrases such as blacklist, brown bag, disabled, off the reservation, strawman, and sanity check, all of which have been judged non-PC. Curiously, even the term picnic has been deemed offensive, presumably because of an erroneous etymology mistakenly tracing the word origin to racist lynchings. The task force offers helpful substitutes for those trying to wean themselves off the inappropriate language. Thus, instead of an offensive term like crazy, the force recommends nonsensical or egregious. Instead of a non-inclusive expression like long time, no see, the force suggests an innocuous substitute along the lines of it's been a while. In lieu of an abusive expression like low man on the totem pole, the team proposes last in the pecking order, in callous disregard for the feelings of chickens. The text proposes three goals in creating the modules: to encourage empathy for how others may feel when words have negative connotations, to spur curiosity about why words matter, and direct people to other educational resources, to provide a non-threatening, quick resource that is easily shared/disseminated, to effectively communicate with customers. It is important for its to evaluate the terms and language conventions that may hinder effective communication, harm morale, and deliberately or inadvertently exclude people from feeling accepted to foment a healthy and inclusive culture, the memorandum states. Follow it, Williams Rome.